Joining us right now on the Subway Fresh Take Hotline, a Western New York native, Orchard Park, Blaisdell area native, who has spent 10 years in the NFL as a premier special teamer, and now he's the color analyst for the last several years with the Arizona Cardinals Radio Network. Here to talk about Harold Goodwin, happy to have our buddy Ron Wolfley on the line with us. Ron, it's John Murphy and Donald Jones. We thank you for joining us today.
Yeah, what's going on, guys? How are you?
Good. I neglected to mention you're a member of the Greater Buffalo Sports Hall of Fame, which I'm sure is big for you, right? That's big. It's huge.
Hey, one of the best memories that I have with my older brother, inducted on the same day.
Yep. Well, the question becomes, how often are you getting back to Buffalo, especially in the wintertime, now that you've been in Arizona so long?
You know what, my brother? I don't get back there in the winter, and I am willing to admit that I've turned into a bit of a soft pretzel when it comes to the cold. I do come back every summer. As a matter of fact, my wife brings our kids up and stays in a little town called Rushford, New York. I don't know if you guys know where that is, but population 1,100. We actually hang out there for a month.
Wow. On the lake, right? You hang out at Rushford Lake, right?
Well, no, actually, we're on a farm.
Oh, wow, okay.
We're on a farm. It's about a 350-acre cattle farm, Murph.
Oh, wow. So you're kind of like Green Acres, then. You're kind of like...
I wouldn't go that far, okay? And at the end of that two-week period, at least for me, because I can only stay 2 weeks, I'm ready for a little suburban life.
I don't blame you. Ron Wolfley on the line with us, color analyst on the Arizona Cardinals Radio Network. So the Bills last Saturday talked with Harold Goodwin about their head coaching vacancy. Tell me what you think about that, Ron, and what your overall impressions of Harold Goodwin are.
Well, there's no doubt about it. Harold Goodwin is going to be a head coach in the National Football League. The question is when. Last year, of course, he was interviewed a couple of times. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers interviewed him last year, and this year, of course, he had, I believe, four or five interviews that actually were going to be set up for him. So at some point in time, it's just a matter of time before he gets that opportunity. I think he's going to be an excellent head coach. He's a guy that understands the line of scrimmage, I think, more than anything else. A guy that cherishes play on the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball, physical play offensively and physical play on the defensive side of the ball. And, you know, Bruce Arians is his mentor. And I think when you study BA, I think you realize that Bruce Arians loves to run the football and then use play action to throw it over the top. And I think Harold Goodwin would probably parrot that philosophy and that belief.
Now, how are the players around him? How do they, you know, what do they say about him? Do they really sing his praise?
They love him. They absolutely love him. Again, he's a guy that if you watch him too, Donald, you watch the way that he coaches, he's in your face. He's going to be in your face. And I have seen him do it multiple training camps where he will, it's so funny, you'll be running 9-on-7 or something like that, and suddenly here comes DJ Humphreys walking back to the huddle. And before he can actually get back to the huddle, there is Harold Goodwin standing, just standing, staring at him, some 5 to 7 yards in front of all the other coaches, standing there with his hands behind his back, staring at DJ Humphreys. And DJ knows exactly, before you walk to that huddle, you better walk at me and talk to me. he's a big believer in eye contact and holding people accountable. And that's one of the things I love about him, and one of the things that I think the players love about him as well is just how real he really is. So he will undress you. He'll vituperate you. There's no doubt about it, but it's always done with a purpose and for a reason.
Ron Wolfley, our guest, he's a color analyst on the Cardinals Radio Network, talking about Harold Goodwin, who interviewed Saturday for the Bills head coaching spot. Hey, Ron, you know, the fact that he's been with Arians for 10 years and the fact that Arians still calls the plays, I guess in some quarters would be viewed as, you know, a detriment, but maybe it's not important to be a play caller if you're a head coach. And we've been talking about that a lot over the last week and a half here. Maybe it's more important to have an overall view of it. What's your take on that?
You know, I think, Murph, that it changes with each head coach, each individual. I mean, Mike McCarthy, I thought it was a mistake for Mike McCarthy not to call plays because I thought he was really, really good at it. Bruce Arians believes in himself as a play caller. I think Sean Payton as well. It'd be a bad thing for Sean Payton to pass it off. But I think, guys, I think those men are the exceptions to the rule. I don't know if you really want a head coach who's involved in calling plays on either side of the ball. I don't know if that is a good way to proceed. Just from the standpoint, you've got to manage a game. You've got to have a clear head and be able to manage a game. Now, listen, I know that there are a lot of coaches that pass those duties off, whether it's to their offensive coordinator or defensive coordinator. There's a lot of head coaches that would rather the coordinator go ahead and actually coordinate the game and call the game. There are some, but I do believe, men, I do believe that they're the exception to the rule. So I don't really see that being a problem at all. I think Goody could call the plays if, in fact, he wanted to do that. And I think it'd look an awful lot like Bruce Arians and his bash and bomb offense. I think it would look a lot like that. But he also would have to tailor the talent that you guys have up there to that kind of philosophy. He's not going to be dogmatic, guys. He's not going to come in and just be an idealist where he's basically going to say, you know what, no, this is the offense we're going to run, and we're going to go get me players to help me execute that offense. He's not going to be dogmatic like that. He's going to shape and tailor that thing to the talent you guys have up there.
Now, Ron, when we talk about coaches, you know, head coaches calling plays, if you're a rookie head coach, is that a smart – even if you believe – in your heart of hearts that you can do it, is that a smart thing to do as a rookie head coach, or should you just step back and allow somebody else to do it?
You know, that's a great question right there. Look, first of all, maybe you're the next Sean Payton. Maybe you're the next Mike McCarthy. Maybe you are that guy. As a rookie head coach, I would be so worried about managing the game that I would probably be a lot more likely to hand those duties off to somebody else. I think – for me personally, that would be a smart thing to do. But again, don't you think, guys, that it's different for every individual, every person? I think it's got to be different, right? I mean, who knows? For all we know, Harold Goodwin, is the next Sean Payton when it comes to calling plays. I don't know. I do know he's very confident in his ability to do it. And D.A., Bruce Arians, has passed those duties off to him during preseason, like last year. Last year, he let him call all the plays just so he would get the reps of doing it, right? And even in practice, he lets him call all the plays. It's just B.A. It's just his comfort zone. He's always felt more comfortable being the guy that was calling the plays on game day. So, you know, I really don't think it's a big deal, I guess, either way. Whether he's going to call the plays or not, it's about leading this team and bringing a philosophy and a brand of football, I think, to the Buffalo Bills that you guys would know a lot better than I, but I think that is what they're looking for more than a guy that was going to come in and be a play caller. Because honestly, Murph, I'll tell you right now, and Don, you tell me, Donald, how you feel about this, but you could call every play known to man. You can have the best play in the world all ready to go, and if you don't have players that execute that play, you got jack.
Exactly.
You got nothing. You got nothing. So, you know, play calling, I think, is largely overrated. It is. And I'd say that to Harold Goodwin in his face. I say it to B.A. all the time. I think it's overrated because you could have the worst play you could possibly call for a defense. You could have the worst play, but one guy makes a great play, and before you know it, oh, what a great play call that was, right?
Yeah. That's how it works. Ron Wolfley, our guest from the Arizona Cardinals Radio Network. When you think about Harold Goodwin's philosophy and what he might be interested in, and a lot of it is background, is you know, an offensive line specialist, a run game coordinator. That would kind of fit right into what the Bills' strength has been over the last couple of years. This is the number one rushing attack in the league the last couple of years, Ron. He might this job might appeal to him, I would think.
You know what? I think that it possibly could. And, again, you guys would be getting a guy that brings this bloody knuckle mentality to the game of football. And when I say that, I'll give you a great example. In 2013, Bruce Arians' first year here, Harold Goodwin, of course, was the offensive coordinator slash offensive line coach. And we went up to play the Seattle Seahawks at CenturyLink Field, right? Mm-hmm. Russell Wilson had never lost a game yet at CenturyLink Field. Think about that. Had never lost a game. All the Seattle Seahawks, they were a Super Bowl caliber team. The Arizona Cardinals went up there, and they ran the ball 43 times against that great Seattle defense. 23 of those times was a play called 22 and 23 double. 22 and 23 double, it's the power without the pull. You're basically running the power, but you're not pulling the uncovered lineman, right? Mm-hmm. They ran that play 23 times, and it was just the same formation, the same play, and they pounded that Seattle defense, that great Seattle defense. The Legion of Boom got boomed, and they beat them up there. The Cardinals, as a matter of fact, over the last 4 years, Bruce Arians center with Harold Goodwin as his offensive coordinator and the offensive line coach, they're 3-1 up at CenturyLink Field. As a matter of fact, they have more wins than the rest of the NFL in that same time period. And it's because of the bloody knuckle approach that Harold Goodwin brings to the table.
Now, when you look at Harold Goodwin being up under Bruce Arians for so long, do you think if he got a head coaching job that he would do it with as much style and pizzazz as Bruce Arians with the glasses and the pink Kango hats and things like that?
I don't think so, guys. I really don't. I don't think so. I mean, B.A. has got, he's got a lot of swagger, right? He's got that style. It's undeniable. I mean, you go back to when he was even the quarterback coach for Peyton Manning, mm-hmm. Bruce Arians I'm talking about, right? B.A. Mm-hmm. You go back to when he was the quarterback coach with Peyton Manning. He had the big old mullet. Have you seen the mullet?
Yeah.
I mean, you never, ever go with the mullet unless you care about style at some point in time. And the mullet, like it or not, but everyone up in Western New York knows this, like it or not, the mullet was in style at one point.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
And he was now, there's a lot of people that regret wearing the mullet. There's no doubt about that, right? A lot of people that regret that. But B.A., he's not one of them. But Harold Goodwin, I'll promise you, doesn't care about a mullet. And he definitely doesn't care about the man bun either, like we saw last night with Derrick Henry and the man bun.
Yeah.
He doesn't care about that. this is a guy that is a very blue-collar, bloody-knuckle dude.
Hey, Rob, before I let you go, I got one Cardinals question for you. Very disappointing season, I know. I'd be doubly disappointed if the great Larry Fitzgerald called it quits. And I know there were some rumblings about that. That's not going to happen, is it?
Look, I don't think so. Everyone's big on throwing out a percentage on this. So can I do that too, Murph?
Yeah, absolutely.
Is that okay if I do that?
Yeah.
Well, how about I say 53-47, he comes back.
Really? Wow, right? That's pretty close, though. That's really iffy.
Man, I had a conversation with him the other day. The one thing I do understand is he is uncertain as to what he's going to do. I think that's the best way to characterize it. This isn't a look at me moment from Larry. He's one of the most humble human beings you're ever going to see. This is a sincere dude that is waiting. He needs time. He needs space. He wants to step away from it. He doesn't want to make an emotional decision. He's waiting for a little bit of clarity before he actually makes his determination. I think, guys, if you want to go 60-40 that he comes back, if you want to go 40-60, you want to go 50-50, you're not dumb. That's probably the right way to proceed.
Well, whatever he wants, I hope he gets it. I think I consider him one of the great people in the NFL, and mm-hmm. he has been for
no
a long
doubt.
Time.
No doubt, Merv.
Yeah. Hey,
great guys.
Ron, thank you very much for this. We hope to stay in touch with you. Thanks very much. We appreciate it.
Okay, man. Anytime, Merv.